The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let the house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute to them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, on his arrival, finds it doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to himself, 'My master is long delayed,' and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So in today's feast, we celebrate the Feast of Saint Monica, and then tomorrow, August the 28th, we'll be celebrating the Feast of Saint Augustine. And you know the story of Saint Monica. She never gave up on her son, and continually prayed that he would change his ways. And you know, like a lot of us, Augustine's, one of his phrases was, find it in his confessions, make me good, Lord, but not yet. And I think a lot of us, all of us, when we hear the reading from the gospel this morning, immediately put it into the future, sometime in the future when the Lord would come. Of course, God is ever present. God is always in the now. And when you realize that, God is always here and now, in the now. So stay awake. Another word for that might be alert or be aware. The gift of awareness, aware that Christ Jesus is present in every moment of our lives. And today, if you stay awake, if you are alert, and if you are aware, then you will, I guarantee you, see the Lord in all the little happenings in your life, in the little encounters, the little things you hear, perhaps the people you see, the people you meet. Every one of them, every little situation is an encounter with Jesus. That's the gift of awareness, the gift of staying awake, the gift of being alert. It's not about being prepared for something in the future. It's about always dealing how you act in the here and now.